Welcome everybody to the R&B podcast. You know it's lit and it's love lighting our path. Be free, be Latrice, can we do it? Holding that talk, cause you know we getting to it. Powered by the king, so our love is his magic. Speaking that truth, and you know you gotta grab it. The love is authentic, so you know you gotta have it. Classic R&B, you now rocking with the badges.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Classic R&B Podcast. The R is not in the building tonight. You just have the B. But I have a very special guest, and her name starts with the G. Look at me. Hey. I'm the rhyming queen. You see? Oh, do you see how I just did that? But listen, I have a very special guest in the booth with me tonight, and her name is Gabrielle, but she goes by Queen Gabrielle. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself, ma'am, and let the people know who you are?
Sure. First of all, I'm super excited to be here on a Classic R&B podcast. Okay. My name is Gabrielle. That's what you see on my birth certificate. But my nickname and stage name is Queen G. And I am a multimedia creative, public speaker, educator, and multi-hyphenate. My goal is I use various mediums and I integrate my background in like education and community development and art. But my passion is ultimately to affirm the phenomenal in you, to help you to see yourself the way God does. So,
amen. So I have Gabby here tonight, y'all, and we just want to have a conversation about transitions, because the reality is change is inevitable, right? There's a saying that says the only thing constant is change. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what's going on or what you do or where you go, something is bound to change, and to change often. And I know for myself, I have often most recently felt like I was always living in a space of transition, whether that be, mm-hmm. you know, I left California in 2012. I moved to Alabama. I left Alabama in 2015. I moved to Tennessee. I left Tennessee after that to get married, and I moved up here to Boston, got up here, got married, became an instant mom, and now I'm also pregnant, so I'm about to become like a real baby mom. So there's always been like a season of transition for myself, and I've often struggled to actually like really find my footing and to really feel stable in a place, because it's like, God, every time I feel like I'm getting comfortable, you throw something at me. You feel me? Like you switch something up, for right? Real. Gabby, can you talk a little bit about your seasons of transition and really just kind of like what that's looked like for you?
Oh my goodness. It feels like it's been nonstop transition for quite a few years, between transition career-wise and work, like going from doing direct community work to having issues with my health and almost being forced to sit down mm-hmm. and deal with the vision that God had given me, and like changing my approach and adding value like mm-hmm. in my perception of the work that I did. And I started my own business and had no idea what the heck that I was doing. And then I transitioned, and you know, in the right before that, I was in a very unhealthy relationship that transitioning out of that really impacted how I saw myself and how I saw my faith. And then I started a business, and then I transitioned out of the church that I was in for 19 years and lost a lot of community, and like really had to work with God and start from the beginning and redefine identity. Then I worked as a business communications professor, and then transitioned out of that to go back into my work full time, my creative work full time, only to transition into the pandemic. And then after the pandemic, within a 2 weeks span of time, relocated to Atlanta. It's been nonstop for the past few years. Yeah. And I'm super grateful for like when I allow the Lord to lead, the transition is always so fruitful, but it's also so uncomfortable. So I'm like grateful for that it's not wasteful, that like that shifting and that discomfort is never for the sake of making me uncomfortable. Like it's for the sake of growth. But man, yeah. I think I'm just now in the season, like quarter four, depending on when you're listening to this. But for us right now, we're in the fourth quarter of 2021. And I feel like after all of the constant transition, like with relationships, with health, with work, with my actual location, with like churches. Oh, I was also in ministry school at one point. And there's so much that happened. Yeah. I didn't even articulate it all. But where I'm like, oh, I get it. Like I'm starting to get that all of this was a part of the plan that God had. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm finding a stride, and I don't know if it means, like, I don't think it's, oh, you're no longer transitioning at all. I think some things I've transitioned into and some things I've transitioned out of, but I think it means, like, I found myself in the midst of it, because sometimes I feel like I'm looking for me as things are shifting, but I don't know. Quarter four feels like I found myself in the midst of all of that, like I'm centered, like the eye of the storm, and the world is in chaos. Like we all know this. Yeah. We're living through a pandemic. We're living through other things that come with the pandemic. There are issues with social justice and climate change and all these things. So I'm really grateful for like finding, I feel like I'm beginning to find the eye in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. That's constantly changing. And so, like you said, like change is a constant, right? It's the only thing that's constant. The only thing. Because everything changes. So I guess like I want to continue to investigate and dive deeper in like, what does it mean to find peace in the discomfort? Like, what does it mean to like transition with grace?
Transition well.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we find ourselves in situations where we're forced to transition, because every transition that we go through is not one that we, you know, it's not a choice that we right. made adamantly or one that we made for ourselves. There are some transitions that we're forced into. And I think it begs the conversation to talk about like, well, what does it mean to transition well? Mm. Like when we say that change is constant and it's one of the inevitables of life and it's going to happen regardless, like how does one transition well? Like, how do you transition mm-hmm. without losing your peace? And how do you maintain your joy? And even like you just said, you know, you found yourself in the midst of your transition. Like, how does one do that without, you know, losing themselves in the process right. and losing their minds? Like, what do you right. feel like was key for you in finding yourself? Like, how did you maintain that sense of peace while you were shifting through all these? Because Gabby was sick for a long time, y'all.
Yo.
Like, she got the vid.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
It was so bad.
On top of other stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and I know that, of course, going through that, there every day was not joy-filled. No. Every day was not like, oh, no. You know, this is just me and you, God. I'm just going to get up and smile. Like, every day is not like that. So we're totally not saying, like, I am one who believes in having your emotions. Like, it's okay to feel.
Amen.
It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be, you know, disappointed. We just don't right. want to stay there. But how did you go from being in the midst of these transitions to finding yourself in them?
First of all, I want to celebrate the fact that you talked about, like, owning your emotions. Oh, I think if we're being honest, like, transitioning with grace is not, like, transitioning with, like, pretending that it's just happiness the entire time. I think we're kind of fed that notion. Yep. Like, well, if you know Jesus, then you should always look. Me and Jesus been riding a long time.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, we are both Christians, right? If you all did not know. And in our spiritual community, I think that, you know, growing up at least, I feel like there was oftentimes this narrative, like, you can just pray it away. You shouldn't be disappointed. You shouldn't feel certain things, like, just pray and give it to God. And, mm-hmm. you know, and we weren't really allowed to have those emotions to really feel the feelings. And sometimes you have to sit in some stuff to absolutely. Really get to another place. But we are not taught that. We're not usually, a lot of times we were not given the grace to feel.
Right.
And so I really make it my mission and my effort to talk about that with people. Like, no, it is absolutely okay to be disappointed. It is absolutely okay to be in your feelings. It's absolutely okay to question. If even if we go back to the Bible,
right?
The Bible tells us that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus went and he got on his knees and he was like, listen, Lord, now look.
Look.
You want to take this from me or not? Because, you know, I'm not really feeling this for real. Like, I know this is what you want me to do.
Like, but if this you, cup could pass for me.
I mean, if you're okay with taking this, like, please take this. Do you think he did that because he was full of joy in that moment? No, he right. was in his feelings. And he was really second guessing some stuff like, I'm supposed to die for these people who really don't care nothing about me for real. I don't think this is really what I want to do. And he had a moment where he felt his emotions.
Right.
He did take those things to God. And ultimately, of course, he completed his mission. But we did not. I love how the Bible doesn't leave that part out. And it does it for a reason. Like, it shows us that we can feel. So, yeah, I love to talk about that. Because people need to know.
You, first of all, that is literally what came to my mind. And I think, you know, we see Jesus as, if you're a believer like we are, you see Jesus as the example and as our model. And I think, like, they were very intentional. The Lord's intentional about what is in the word. And I think when we look at the picture, when we look at the gospels, when we see the life that Jesus lived, it was never absent of emotion. Mm-hmm. Whether that was being moved by bowels of mercies, like, and compassion for the people who were sick and ill and brokenhearted, or whether that was his righteous anger and he flipped them tables.
Mm-hmm. Y'all like to talk about that.
Right.
Y'all like to mention how he flipped them tables.
He did. He flipped the tables, whether he was, like, you know, offended and, like, angry with just the lack of care and the extortion of religion, right? Like, yeah. He was frustrated and he was angry and he even wept. Like, we had a conversation about this with in a ministry that we are on the leadership team for called Wise and Waiting. And we recently went to a retreat, but we were having a conversation about how, like, how intentional it was that they included that Jesus wept over Lazarus, even though he knew the outcome. He knew the beginning from the end. He knew that he would be healed. It wasn't just that he died. It was that he was human. And so,
how powerful is that,
though,
to know the outcome of a situation, but still not be void of emotion in the middle of it? Because he could have been like, I'm not going to cry because I already know he's going to live. So what's the point of getting sad over something when I know it's what's going to happen? But he did not even let the fact that he knew the outcome of the situation void him of emotion because he was hurt. Like, this is still a part of the process.
Absolutely.
And because it's a part of the process, I'm still going to succumb to the emotion of what I feel in this moment.
Absolutely.
But I don't have to stay there because I know that the end of this is not what it is
right
now. Girl, listen.
That is, you, first of all, preaching already, okay?
Listen.
I think the very reason that that is there is to give us permission to feel and to show us that we have a God who is a God of empathy. And I think if we miss those moments trying to bulldoze through, like, if Jesus would have been like, nah, bump it, I already know what's gonna happen, it's fine, like, it hit differently and it had a different weight of impact because he was able to share in the sorrow of the people who also loved this person, and that was the humanity of him. And I love how that ties into the text that talks about, like, we don't have a high priest who doesn't know what we're dealing with or what we're feeling with. Like, he's experienced it all. He didn't sin, but he's experienced those emotions and he has compassion towards us. And so I think even as it ties back to transition, like, the first thing is to acknowledge that you're going to have feelings and those feelings are going to shift. It's not about not having those feelings.
Yeah.
It's exactly what Brittany said about not staying there. And it is about allowing those feelings to be indicators and not gods.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, not letting, like, okay. And then not becoming your identity. Like, I can have a moment, if we're keeping it a buck, like, I can have a moment where I'm like, I am feeling depressed in this moment, you know, like, I'm feeling heavy. I'm feeling weighty. But because of who God is and who I know that I am, I know that that doesn't have to become my identity. I know that that is not the conclusion of the matter. But if I don't deal with the reality that that's a feeling, like, I'm setting myself up for more harm, and I may be missing the lesson in the moment. Like, when we try to pretend that, like, perform and pretend that we're not feeling what we're feeling,
God may want to do something with that emotion that you're trying to bulldoze over. Yeah. You're trying to cover something up. And he's like, give me access to that heart because I want to expose what's in it. I want to deal with it. I want to tend to it. But I can't heal something that you keep hiding from me. So when we talk about transition, it's so important that we identify our feelings and that we allow them to exist. We don't sit in them. We don't make them our whole identity, but we acknowledge that. And I think because transition often comes with such a range of emotions, I don't think it's even possible to truly transition with grace without acknowledging it. I even think that that's a tactic of the enemy that would have us retreat internally or perform externally instead of bringing our very real feelings to the Father so he can deal with them accordingly.
It's being fake.
It's
performance. That's exactly what it is. Like Absolutely. You just said, it's performance. Like, it is not God's desire for us to show up and pretend like we're okay when we're not. Like, I love, like you talked about, how he is one who is so in tune to detail. Like, he wants to know how we feel about things. Mm-hmm. It's not his desire that we just do things and pretend like we're okay. Like, that's not the reality. When you are going through your transitions, and even like, you know, I asked Gabby, well, how did you find yourself? One of those ways to find yourself is to acknowledge what it is that you're feeling.
Absolutely.
How you are existing in this space, because you can't find yourself if you're constantly hiding your true emotions.
Absolutely.
And the sad part about it is you realize that God knows everything anyway. So it's not like he don't know how you feel, but it's oftentimes him waiting for you to come Absolutely. And expose yourself and say, okay, listen, God, I know, like, when I got ready to move from Tennessee to Boston, I was nervous. Like, I didn't have anybody here for real. Like, you know, my husband was here. Well, he wasn't my husband at the time, but of course, like, he was here. His community was here. And of course, they were super loving and welcoming with open arms. But again, like, I was moving to a place by myself and really stepping out on faith. And it was like, God, I don't really, like, I'm nervous about this. Like, yes, I'm excited for what you're going to do, but in this moment, mm-hmm. I'm afraid. Like, I'm trying to find a job. That's hard. Like, I'm trying to, you know, make sure I have somewhere to live. That's hard. I've only been to this place like twice. Like, you're literally calling me from one season to another mm-hmm. one. I ain't never been here before.
Right.
So I'm not going to pretend like it's just all peaches and creams. Like, no, this is difficult. And so you do have to be able to acknowledge that. I think, too, one other story that I often comes to mind when I talk about like that whole like acknowledging your emotions and being able to feel without sitting. So, or to feel mm-hmm, without sitting. Mm-hmm. I think of the story of Ruth and Naomi, and I think of how after her husband died, she changes her entire name
mm-hmm.
and she changes her name to Mara because it means bitter. And she changed her name because she got into a place where she felt like, there is no good gonna happen to me. My mm-hmm. husband is gone. My son is gone. I've lost everything. So she, not only did she feel these emotions, she decided that I'm gonna live here.
She sat in that.
I'm going to change my entire name based off of what I am feeling. And that's not the will of God for your life.
No.
Like, just because you feel something doesn't mean that it has to be forever, but you do need to come to a place in your transitions where you say, okay, this is how I'm feeling, but now what? Like, acknowledge it, but you cannot stay there.
I believe that hiding is a hindrance to healing. Yeah. The longer you're performing, like, the longer it'll take for you to be perfected and matured in Christ. One of the things transitions do is that they expose what is beneath the surface. So we want to talk about finding yourself. Like, I think God specifically, I didn't feel it in the moment, but I think he's intentionally, strategically, and specifically used these seasons of like significant transition to deal with what was beneath the surface. When those tectonic plates of my life started shifting and I'm like, oh my God, it feels like a spiritual earthquake. What is going on in my life? Stuff starts coming to the surface and he's able to deal with them. My transition in being a tool that God uses to develop my identity, to clarify my purpose and my vision, like, it is no longer useful if I am suppressing. So I have to bring that stuff to the surface, but it's not just allowing it to come to the surface. It's like what Brittany is saying. Then I have to bring it to him so he can deal with it and expose it. And I think embracing that, I've learned, because there's been such significant transition, that when it starts to come, instead of like retreating, or I'm an analyzer, anybody else an analyzer, mm-hmm. an overthinker, raise your mm-hmm. hand, it's me, mm-hmm. and I try to like strategize and problem solve myself, like, I'm learning, no, take a second, sit in his presence and be like, this is what I'm feeling, but I know you always are able to use these things for my good. Like whether it's unexpected, yeah. whether it's planned, whether it's something in the middle, whether it's like good and exciting, or whether it's scary and traumatizing, I know, because I know who you are, that I know your character, and I know that it can be used for my good. So direct me in this. This is what I'm feeling, yeah. and this is what I know. And we've got to differentiate that too, that this is what I'm feeling. But feelings aren't always facts. Just because yeah. they're valid doesn't mean they're facts. Because I may feel really alone.
Your emotions and, lie.
Yes, they do. They all the time. Yeah. So we acknowledge it, not to say that this is the truth over my life, but it's valid because it's what I feel. But it may not be true. So I have to deal with what I feel and what I know. And like even earlier this year, which we were talking about how I was really sick, like, man, I was, you know, telling my community of leaders earlier, like how I really went to a place of like, I was already dealing with all the transitions that came with 2020. And at the top of 2021, like, I was like, I think that I really had to reckon with death. Like, I thought, I think I'm going to die. And then I had to deal with also, if I don't die, like with the way this is impacting my body, I could like never be the same. That is life altering transition. And to deal with that, like healing process is a lot. But I think, and I posted this on one of my recent Instagram posts, that like I am like thriving now because I was able to admit when I was not okay. Like mm-hmm. I was honest about like, bro, I'm not okay. And even if you can kind of track through some of my posts of being like, y'all, I know God is good. I'm not doing so good though, yeah. but I know he's good. And he really was able to use that openness and vulnerability to build something beautiful with my heart and with my life. And I think that is like key in transition yeah. because if it's based on circumstances, it's so fleeting. Like our feeling of security and happiness and joy is super fleeting. So we need something that's rooted deeper than in just the situation that we're in. It has to be in him and in his character. And we need the tools kind of in our pocket to say, I'm going to feel my feelings. And I know this is going to bring up some stuff, but I know it's going to work for the good. So instead of going through this longer process, I'm going to just start with being raw from the beginning and also surrendering from the beginning. And I think that that makes all of the difference in the world. And it takes something that could have been a travesty and turns it into a triumph by just allowing God to be God in those situations.
Amen. So to recap that, we talked about transitioning well and how do you transition well and mm-hmm. what does it mean to like find yourself on the other side of your transitions. And so the solution or the advice that we have given is, in order to transition well, the first thing that you need to do is to be honest. Yep. Be honest about where you are, be honest about what you're feeling. And the best way to find yourself in your transition is through your transparency.
Yes.
You have to be able to be transparent mm-hmm. to God and to your community of people, right? The people that are around you, you have to be able to be honest and say, listen, this thing is happening. This transition is happening. I'm not so sure about how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go forward because the example that we have been given says that even when we are uncomfortable, we put our faith in the one who gave us the directions and right. we follow it anyways. So right. I might not be comfortable with this and I might have some feelings about this and I'm going to tell you how I feel about it, but I'm still going to put one foot in front of the other and right. I'm going to go forward and trust that the transition will be well because right. I am following the directions and the guidance of the one who sent Amen. Me. And I can say just even in my own life, I have been through many transitions and there have been times where I'm like, okay, Lord, like I'm just ready to be steady. Like I'm ready to yes. feel stable. I'm ready to feel like I'm at a place where the ground is not going to move beneath me. Right. And I know being pregnant, I'm 8 months pregnant almost, like I am about to enter into another transition where it's going to be shaky. And again, I am not going to feel like the ground is right beneath me because I've never been a mother in this capacity before. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, even thinking about that, like stepping into the next season, like when you are transitioning, you're going from one place to the other. So as we talk about, right. you know, so you go through it, you feel your emotions, but you still actually have to walk through that door. And yes. so, you know, Gabby and I were actually having a conversation yesterday or the day before about this similar thing, like, okay, when you are transitioning and you are walking through new doors, mm-hmm. oftentimes you can feel, you often feel like you don't have it. Like, you often feel like you don't have what it takes to transition well. You don't have what it takes to step into that next season or to walk through that open door. And I know that the people who listen to this podcast are all people who have plans and who have visions mm-hmm. and who have things that God has put on their hearts to do. And so we often can find ourselves in places where we're like, okay, I know I'm supposed to do this. I know I'm called for this, but mm-hmm. I don't know how. And because I don't know how, it's easy for me to just stay stagnant and to stay stuck. So I want to transition this conversation now into kind of talking about, as you are entering into those new seasoning, you are transitioning. I want us to just encourage you and just kind of, you know, as I was thinking through this the other day, one of the things like the Holy Spirit kind of really brought to my attention is that we oftentimes don't feel capable because we have not yet stepped into the season.
Talk about
We're looking for the tools to get us through somewhere that we've never been. And so we are often questioning our abilities and our capabilities to mm-hmm. be able to do something when God is like, the reason why you ain't got it yet is because you ain't done it yet. The moment you walk through the door, I will supply you with everything that you need. But because you refuse to walk, you don't know what you have, right? There is nothing lacking. There is nothing missing. There is nothing broken within you. Like, everything that you have been called to do, he's already supplied you with all of the gifts and abilities and skills and tools that you need.
Yeah.
You just don't know that because it hasn't been unlocked yet. And so, you know, we want to just talk a little bit about what that looks like. So you've transitioned and you've gone through mm-hmm. the fire, and now you're like, okay, the door is right here. And I really know that God is calling me into this new, this mm-hmm. newness, this new season. But how do I actually walk forward? Like, how do I get the strength to complete the move? Because there are some people who don't go forward. Like, they get stuck in the transition and they're like, I ain't going. I'm not doing it.
Never mind.
I'm not doing that. So, Gabby, like, what has helped you particularly be able to complete the assignment that God has given you?
Well, firstly, I hope that, like, y'all have caught the word that Brittany just gave, because it hit me like a wrecking ball when she shared it, that, like, there it is. But it really did that. And it's biblical. It's scriptural that, like, you're trying to assess something that you haven't entered into your grace yet. And I think about when Jesus was giving out marching orders, and he said, take no thought for what you're going to anchor, eat or drink, or what you're going to say, that just go. And as you go, I will give you what you're supposed to. So
as you go,
you will receive the grace.
But as you put one foot in front of the other, I'll give it to you.
Your obedience will unlock the grace for the thing that you are called to. So you're not going to get it before you listen. So I think that is so important. And one of the things the Lord put on my heart recently was about, like, go back and pick up your word. We in transition, because there's so much shifting, we drop the promise of God sometimes. We drop the word that was given to us that initiated the process in the first place. Mm-hmm. And we forget, but we need to go back to that place and be reminded, what does the word say? And
you know why we drop the word?
Talk
because
to
we
me.
Get caught in our emotions.
Yes.
We start to feel and we let our feelings dictate everything else. And so we forget the initial reason why we were even transitioning in the first place. It goes back to point number one.
Somebody said, oh Lord, I wish I could remember who said this, but the quote is, if I remember, ask them to put in the show notes, but the quote is, feelings make wonderful indicators and terrible gods. They're great for showing you where you are and what you're feeling, and so they should be, you know, you should, as we said before, right, acknowledge them, but they cannot be Lord over your life. Like, your feeling of inadequacy cannot be the Lord over your life. It cannot be the guiding principle within which you make your choices in life. And so, like, in order to make sure that that's not happening, we have to safeguard ourselves. And one of the things you need to do is go back and get your word. If God has given you a vision for business or for your family or for your art or for whatever. And he's giving you that word, whether that was while you were in your quiet time, whether that was through the mouth of another believer, whatever way it got to you, you need to go back to that place that you dropped it and pick it back up. Because one of the ways that we are empowered to move forward is remembering who sent us and what they sent us to do. Whenever I am disillusioned, it means I probably dropped my word somewhere. Like, I'm forgetting who God is, or I'm forgetting who I am, or I'm forgetting what I'm called to do. And I need some clarification. Like, I need a reminder of who my God is. And one of the things he reminds me of when I go back and get my word, it's like, oh, it's not about me, it's about you. Like, he is the great I am, which means anything that I am not, he already is. Wherever I am lacking, he is abundant. Whatever deficiency I think I have, he already has prepared and equipped everything that I need. And I realized that, like, I may not be all the thing, I may not in this timeline be all the things that I feel that I'm supposed to be in this particular moment, but I serve a God who lives out of time. Yeah. And when he looks at me as complete, and he's already put in me all the things that I need. But just as Brittany was saying, it may not be revealed, mm-hmm. until you get to that space. So that's why you need the word to carry you until that grace is revealed for you.
Absolutely. To give you an even more practical example, so we were talking about how, you know, I have had my share of fears and anxiety as it relates to becoming a mom, because, like I said, I've never been a mom in this capacity before. Mm-hmm. So there's many times where I've been like, okay, Lord, like, I don't want to fail her. I don't want to mess this up. Like, I know you gave me this promise, but how am I going to steward it in the correct way? And when I talk to other moms and I'm like, well, how am I supposed to know what to do? One thing that I've heard time and time again, your mom instincts will kick in. You'll just know. When you have that baby, you'll just know. Something's going to shift and you'll know. And so as I thought about that more, it was like, God is like, I've had no need to give you this until now. Like, I've had no need to show you this until now, because you haven't needed it yet. Mm-hmm. But now you're getting ready to walk into the season that requires it. So when you get there, and not a moment before, right? Like, there are little things that, you know, will happen as I'm leading up to my due date. But he's like, when you actually get to that place where she is here, you will see that I have already given you everything that you need to carry through the journey that I have equipped you for.
Amen.
You are fully, fully equipped for whatever it is that God is transitioning to you next. And I pray, y'all, that this podcast is a reminder and a confirmation for many of you that if you are sitting on something because you are doubting your capabilities, you're doubting who you are, you don't feel like you possess or you have what it takes to carry forth the mission that God has given you in this season, I pray that you are given the strength now to realize, like, you can transition through this. Yeah. You can walk through that next door, and you can be confident in knowing that he is not calling you to grounds that he has not already covered. Like, if he sent you, it's because he's already been there, prepared the way, done the work, set it up. All you need to do is show up.
Yes.
So you can't get lost in the seasons of transition, because it's not going to stop. Like, yes, I'm going to become a mom in a couple months, and then something else is going to happen.
Right.
And I'm going to transition into something else. It's going to be, you know, I have business ventures that I'm currently also working on. And so the seasons of transition never change. But we oftentimes don't actually reach our full potential because we get lost and we get stuck and we stop moving in the middle of the change, right? So, Gabby, do you have anything else that you want to leave with the people as it pertains to transitions, how to transition well, what it means, how to get through it? Any other gems that you just want to leave with them as it pertains to this subject?
It sounds so basic, but it is such an important reminder that, like, none of this is taking the Lord by accident, and that he is not a haphazard, lackadaisical God. He is a God of providence and sovereignty and intentionality, and he knew you'd be exactly in this place, exactly in this moment, and he already said that he was going to work it for your good. So your job is in your obedience to ask God, I know it's going to work for the good, reveal it to me, position me so that my actions align with the good that you've called in this situation and in this moment. And I also just wanted to encourage everyone that, like, we are not designed haphazardly. We are designed with intention, and, like, you are an answer to a problem. You are a solution. You are a response to a prayer that someone prayed, and you're in order for that to be released, you've got to be obedient. And so even if you can't hold on, even if you don't understand, if you're at the end of the rope, ask God to tie a knot and hold on, because something in you needs to be released for somebody else to get where they need to get. And so, like, a lot of the transition process is to remind us too, like, it's God's using me because it's not about me. It's for someone else. So your yes is tied to somebody else's destiny, somebody else's freedom, somebody else's purpose. And when you remember that, it's a little bit easier to press on because it's bigger than you. But the good thing is the God who's greater than you has already made that path for you. Everything you need, you already have. You just need to give the yes.
Amen. Yeah, we were having a conversation before we started recording this podcast, and so thinking through that and kind of tying it back into this, just I want to just remind you that, you know, every transition won't feel well. There are parts of your story, there are chapters of the story that God has mm-hmm. written in your life that really don't feel good, right? There are things that you're going to go through, there are changes that you're going to endure, there are things that you're going to come against that are really going to cause you pain, if mm-hmm. I'm being honest. There are things that you might not understand, things that might not make sense, but it's all a part of the greater plan and Amen. Purpose that God has for your life. And if you get stuck in those moments, if you get stuck in those shifts, you will forfeit the promise that God has for you.
Amen.
There is an ultimate plan that he has for your life, and there is ultimately something big that he desires to do. And the enemy's job is to come and to steal, to kill, and to destroy right. not only you, but the purpose that God has on you. So if he can get you caught in these moments of transition, if he can make you stop and make you second guess everything that you're supposed to be doing out of fear, out of discomfort, and just not really knowing or wanting to move forward because you don't know what's going to happen next, he can get you to forfeit the entire plan and purpose that God has for you. And that's not a place that you want to be in. So I really, really want to encourage you all that if you are in a season, and I know many of you are, and even if you're not in a season, save this, because you will find
it's
yourself
coming.
In one. And so one thing about it is God doesn't give us messages just because. It's either for us now or it's for us later.
Coming.
So if you are not in this place right now, that is great. But please remember that you will at some point find yourself in a season where you feel a tug and you feel a pull and you don't know what to do. And so you're like, okay, Lord, I don't really know what to do with this. He's going to be like, remember that podcast you heard? Yeah. You need to go
put
back
it in your back pocket.
So I want to encourage y'all to keep pressing.
Amen.
Don't stop. Like, we are in Q4 of the year. We are getting ready to enter into a new physical year. Our fiscal year has already started, but we are getting ready to move into a new physical year. And I know we like to do these things where we talk about all of our big plans for the next year. But I want to encourage you to really take a moment to evaluate even where you are right now in this moment. Like, yeah. I don't care about January 1st. I don't want you to wait until January 1st, 2022. I want you to look at where you are
right
on November
now.
10th, on November 11th, 2021, and take some evaluation. Okay, God, where am I? Like, where am I sitting in this moment? Where do you desire for me to be in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
And what do I need to do to get there? And I think that you'll find that there are many of us who are sitting in places we are not called to be in.
Ooh.
Because God has since transitioned us, but
well,
we have not transitioned through. Okay. And so I know that you're going to ask this question, and he's going to answer you. And my next challenge for you is to be obedient,
yeah.
because there are some things that you need to let go of. There
mm-hmm.
are some people that you need to transition out of.
Mm-hmm.
For some of us, there are some jobs that no longer suit us.
Mm-hmm.
And transition is awaiting us, but we have been afraid to make those moves. And so this is your call to action, to evaluate where you
Absolutely.
Currently are, and to ask God to help you to shift into the season that he wants you to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So listen,
that's good.
I am so glad that y'all hung out with us. Gabby, if you can please tell everyone, first of all, y'all, she's single.
Amen.
I just want to make sure y'all know that, okay? She's not just on here spitting all this good. And, you know, she's going to go home to somebody tonight. She ain't. But, you know, but can you tell the people how they can find you, where they can find you at?
Yes, you can find me. I'm Queen G Creative on everything, including I'm Queen G on Facebook. I'm Queen G Creative on Instagram and TikTok, and my website is queengcreative.com. Please connect with me. I love connecting with the community. And also, I just want to say thank you again to, first of all, the wonderful, fabulous, wise, dynamic duo that is R&B for having me on today to talk about transition. But yeah, I'll be at Queen G Creative on basically everything.
All right, fam. So thank you so much for tuning in. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will catch you next week for a new episode of the Classic R&B Podcast. Have an amazing day. We will talk to you soon.
Peace. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Classic R&B Podcast. To keep the conversation going, be sure to check us out on Facebook at The Classic R&B Life, on Instagram at Our Classic R&B Life, or you can check out our website at theclassicrnblife.com. We can't wait to hear from you.
Peace.